Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling. I have charges in my account that I'm not sure of.
Okay. Could I have your zip code?
71646.
First and last name, please.
Rodney Sellers.
Okay, I found an account match your name. Could you verify your address?
200 North Bartlett Street, apartment A3, that's in Hamburg, Arkansas.
Okay. So just give me one second. I do apologize about that. Let's see. Do you remember when you were billed for this product, sir?
What it says on the account, it is 727.
Okay. So there was a purchase here for our mystery box. It was for $7.99 and $9.98.
Four.
So it says here that you got the the AC. You paid the shipping and handling for it. It's a welcoming gift for joining the factory's direct store. They pay the shipping and handling for the product, and then you'll be billed within the 3 days. And it's for over 30 days.
Number one, when I did do that, I didn't purchase for the mystery box. I do know for the air conditioned part.
Mm-hmm.
But the mystery box, yeah, I canceled out. Well, first of all, it didn't allow me to go through. I don't know, because it didn't give me no receipt of anything when I did it. So
yes.
I'm not sure why I'm charged if I didn't get a receipt or nothing like that. So, if that's sort of the case, I want to cancel both. I don't want neither. I want to cancel both of them.
Okay, so I can get it canceled for you. Would you like the cancellation number?
Let me get something to write with. Oh. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so it's C as in Charlie, 920-925-916.
920 with C, 920, 925, 916.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
That is everything that I really can think of.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You're welcome. Bye.